Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going into this offseason, last year, start out the year not as a starter, finish the year as a starter. Is that how you just sort of approach the offseason, thinking like, okay, want to keep that position, start to finish this year?
I don't really think necessarily about like starting or not starting. I definitely just think about preparing for a long season. Different roles just pop up. Like last year, I found myself playing left field, playing second base, third base, first base. So just preparing my body for a long season, being prepared for whatever they ask. If I come off the bench, I want to be ready in that role. If I start, I want to be ready in that role. So just prepare for a long season because, every year it seems like different things happen and you can't predict how a season's going to play out. So yeah, bottom line is I just try and prepare like I'm going to help the team win baseball games or whatever fashion that needs to be.
So previous off seasons you wouldn't have been working on playing the outfield. Was that something you did put any attention to, thinking that that's on the table potentially again this year?
No, I reached out and asked if that was something I need to, because last year definitely it just kind of like happened real quick, and I haven't played left field since I think 2017, so I definitely wanted to be prepared if that was something that was going to pop up, and it sounded like that probably won't. That was not going to be a thing this year, so or at least I was told to prepare like I'm playing third base, and so that's where I put my my focus.
So what sort of stuff did you work on for third base then? I mean, the defense is something that I know you've talked about before, always wanted to continue to improve. Was there any specific focus to that this offseason?
There's definitely, I put a lot of focus on it. I feel like I have in the past too, but it's just different trying to be, obviously you work on foot speed and all that stuff, but I mean, I'm 27 years old. I don't know if I'm going to necessarily become the quickest guy over an off season. So trying to gain a step in different ways. So preparing with who's on the mound and who's in the plate, where's he likely to hit it, anticipating better. That's a big thing. Trying to gain steps within the game. So not necessarily, just bottom line is trying to get quicker, but trying to find which ways I can do that, whether it's positioning. So making sure I'm in an ideal position to where the guy at the plate's most likely going to hit it, or taking into factors like who's on the mound, what kind of pitches they have, so what kind of misses they might produce from the guy at the plate. I don't think I did the best. I know I didn't do a good job of anticipating, and that's something I put a focus on of, all right, let's work on, the fundamentals and doing all that stuff and trying to lock those in so that, but I feel like for the most part I've been pretty good at, if I get to the ball and make the play, have a pretty good arm accurate-wise. So I feel like my strength has been my kind of like my ability to catch and throw, and if I get a glove on it, usually get the guy out. So how do I get more gloves on the ball? How do I get to more balls?
Now at the plate last year, it seemed like you really came into your own, and towards the latter part of the year, you hit more against lefties than you had previously before. Is that something you feel more comfortable? You got a few more bats there last year that, not so much a platoon situation or where if a lefty's on the mound, you come out, because it seemed like against lefties you found success as well.
Yeah, I've hit lefties my whole life, so it was a little bit of an adjustment in 18 going from, for an example, in a series, like if you got, we go to the Cubs and they lined up three lefties, I probably would be coming off the bench all three of those games. So I had to adjust on how to like kind of stay in, timing and do all that. And I felt like last year it helped to get some more reps off guys, just kind of stay in the groove of things. But yeah, I mean, I'm always trying to improve on, approach against lefties, how to maybe, utilize some more power off lefties and not just, trying to you know, get base hits. Obviously, that's always the goal, but trying to maybe work a little bit better approach off lefties is always something I work on every year. But for the most part, I feel like I can definitely hit lefties. I know I can. I just need to go out and, you know, do it. I think I was grateful to have more of an opportunity to do it last year.
All right, last one. First impression of Shelton and the new staff. Have you gotten a chance to really sit down with him yet?
I got a chance to talk to him a little bit on the phone and then saw him at Pirate Fest, but getting here in spring training is awesome. Everybody's obviously in a really good mood with the season about to start, spring training about to start. So it's just, this is a really good feel around here. I think we're going to see some big changes, and just in like the culture and the atmosphere, at least that's what it sounds like, that's what it looks like, so I'm excited for that. Really looking forward to working with those guys. I had, like, you know, I'm sure everybody did, but I had guys who had any history with a lot of the staff texting me from other teams that I knew, saying, like, you're going to love them and you're really going to have fun over there. And those guys are, you know, awesome. So, I'm excited.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.